Hey, this is Max from the Arkells, and you're listening to Underground Sports Philadelphia.
What is going on, everybody? Welcome in to another episode of Underground Sports Philadelphia, presented by the City of Vineland. It is episode number 625. We're one-fourth of the way through the 600s. It's KB coming at you from Underground Studios. We got a lot to dive into. Big-time Philly show once again. We'll touch on the madness. And, of course, we will talk a little Flyers as well, as one of the Flyers' Russian prospects is in the United States and on the Flyers' roster. So we'll talk about that and whatever else comes to mind. But before we get started, make sure you guys are following us on the socials at UndergroundPHI on Twitter, Instagram, TikTok, Threads, Facebook.com/UndergroundSportsPHI, Twitch.tv/UndergroundSportsPHI. You can follow me on Twitter at KBIZZL311. Follow me on Instagram at KBIZZLE11. Same handle on Threads. And you can check me out on TikTok at KB Underground. Be sure to subscribe to the podcast feed that is, on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts in audio form. It really does go a long way for helping the show continue to grow, and the more we say it, the more the charts climb, and the more we see people subscribing. So keep subscribing, Apple, Spotify, wherever you get your podcasts in audio form, and leave a 5-star rating and review. And of course, subscribe to the Underground Sports Philadelphia YouTube channel, youtube.com/@UndergroundSportsPhiladelphia. That is where you get this show in full video form twice a week. You get full video episodes of every show on our network. You get live stream shorts, clips, original video content. It is all on our YouTube channel. So go subscribe, youtube.com/@UndergroundSportsPhiladelphia. And if you do watch the show on YouTube, I've been getting inspired a lot by a few podcasts and digital media companies, and they've been doing some revamps to their overlays for video. And when I'm recording solo, just using OBS, you know, I want to tinker with the layout a little bit, so it may look a little different right now. I may look a little off, but just stick with me. I'm working on making it the best viewing experience possible. So yeah, if some changes come as the weeks go by, that's why. I'm just messing around and using the creative juices to flow. But subscribe to the YouTube channel. We're at 752 subscribers as of this recording. We want to just continue to get those subscriber numbers up. We need to hit 800 subscribers ASAP. Let's make that happen. You know, it's the month of April now. We need to keep the subscribers going. We've been in a lull. We need to get those subscriber numbers going up. So keep subscribing. YouTube.com/@UndergroundSportsPhiladelphia. And of course, guys, this show is presented by the City of Vineland and the City of Vineland Municipal Calendar. I should say that the municipal calendar features city-organized, city-sponsored, and city-affiliated events that are of public interest. The calendar, which is accessible at VinelandCity.org, is a good way for residents and visitors to build awareness, remain engaged with city government, and participate in local events. You can also follow the City of Vineland on social media via their Facebook, Instagram, LinkedIn, and YouTube pages. And through these tools, you can stay connected to the community and get important announcements about programs and services offered by the city. Vineland, New Jersey, where it's always growing season. And big thank you to Security 21 Security Systems and Paul J. Gillespie Incorporated for their continued support of this podcast. Guys, the Phils are back. It's baseball season, and it is the most glorious time of the year. And it is brought to you by our awesome merch partners at PHI Apparel Company, the best merch in the game. From shirts to hoodies, they've got you covered to rep your favorite sports teams and your favorite Underground Sports Philadelphia podcasts. That is the exclusive home to Underground Sports Philadelphia podcast merch. So if you want to stand out in the crowd when you're going down to the bank, when you're going to, you know, your favorite bar, hanging out with friends, whatever it may be, go to phiapparel.co, fill up your cart with all the goodies to rep the Phillies, the Flyers, the Sixers, the Union, the Eagles, and of course, Underground Sports Philadelphia. And when you go to check out in the little promo code section, use our code underground. Code underground for 10% off your merch orders. It is the most effective and direct way to support us in everything we're doing here when you buy merch. So go to phiapparel.co and use code underground for 10% off. And through April 5th, use code opening day and you'll get 20% off your merch orders. Code opening day, 20% off through April 5th. But at any time, use code underground for 10% off your merch orders. Here we go. Fightin' Phils are back. And they lost 2 out of 3 to the Atlanta Braves. Opening day, wasted kind of a phenomenal Zach Wheeler start as they lost 9-3. Wheeler goes 6 innings, gives up 5 hits, no earned runs, 5 strikeouts. Strom has kind of a hiccup when he comes in for Zach Wheeler. Jeff Hoffman walked somebody but wasn't terrible, and Hoffman's been pretty solid. Then Jose Alvarado with the inherited runners kind of blows in. You know, we've been talking about Jose Alvarado, and I love him. He's one of my favorite players on this Phillies team, but he is a completely different pitcher when he comes in clean inning, ready to go, versus when he comes in and is inheriting runners and it's not ideal or conducive to his pitching style. And that's what gave up 5 earned runs, 2 walks, 3 hits. Connor Brogdon was not great. And Phils lose opening day 9-3. Brandon Marsh went yard, which was great for the brand. But not a lot of offense to counteract what the Braves were able to do on opening day, and the Phils dropped that one 9-3. And then opening night, your boy was there, got the t-shirt game. Always good being back at the bank. Got to see Jason Kelce and Fletcher Cox throw out the opening pitch, which was just absolutely awesome to see two legends who just recently hung it up and be back in front of, you know, 44,000 Phillies fans and who are all more than likely Eagles fans. Was really, really cool. He signed Bryce Harper's cleat after he threw out the pitch, which Jason Kelce did, which was so cool. And we love seeing Philly legends supporting other Philly legends. So shout out to Fletch and Jason Kelce. But Phils, you know, they give up a 2-run home run to Ozzie Albies to start the game. They come back, get 3 runs of their own. Then they give up 3 in the second inning. Then they're bouncing back, and, you know, the Braves get 2 more. Then the Phillies get 1 of their own, and then the runs stop, and then Braves get a 4-run sixth inning. They get 1 more in the ninth, and then the Phillies end up losing opening night on Saturday, 12-4. Nola was not great. Goes 4 1/3. Gives up 12 hits, 7 earned runs, a walk, only 3 strikeouts. Luis Ortiz gets injured in this game, gives up 3 hits and 2 earned runs of his own. Sir Anthony was not ideal, gives up 2 earned runs of his own. Just not a great outing by the Phils. And again, the offense kind of stalled. There wasn't much there. JT goes yard, but not a lot of offense from the Fightin' Phils on Saturday, which took us to Sunday. I was also at the game, the season tickets. The Section 329 crew is back. We have the Sunday season ticket deal, so select Sundays, Underground Sports will be back at the ballpark again, and it's such a fun time, such a good vibe. And, you know, the games we're at, you'll know we're there. But the Section 329, that's our section, baby. That's the Underground section, Section 329. It's a great view. Beautiful seats, always a fun time, but we had some dickhead-ass Braves fans in front of us. And normally, I am one to embrace the chaos, embrace the fun banter back and forth with an opposing team's fans, but they were just downright ignorant, and in the true sense of the word ignorant, like just not knowing. They were trying to stir the pot in just not a, like, fun way. They were being absolute dickheads. And it was just not cool. So to those Braves fans, fuck you. And I'm glad the Phillies kicked your teeth in and won this game and proved you wrong, because you're a bunch of assholes. And don't come back to Citizens Bank Park, because we don't need people out in public like you. But the Phillies win on Sunday 5-4, nail biter of a game. They give up the 2-run dinger to Ozzie Albies once again to start the game. But they get one back in the bottom of the first, because Kyle Schwarber, leadoff dinger. I called it. I tweeted it. I said, I need a Kyle Schwarber home run here. Like, I need oxygen to breathe. And he did just that. And then, you know, Phillies go on a hit parade late in the game. They gave up another run in the fourth, but they killed the rally by getting the runner out at second, and they get one back in the bottom of the fifth, so it's a one-run game. And then bottom of the seventh, Phil's going a hit parade, get three runs of their own. Trey Turner came up clutch. Bomer came up clutch. Bohm's been off to a great start this season. And, you know, Phil's gave up one in the top of the eighth, and you're biting your nails a little bit. You're worried, but they got the job done. 5-4 win, first high hopes of the season in the books, and the Phillies win and salvage the series against the Braves. It was good. It was good vibes, you know, at the ballpark overall, even on Saturday when you're losing, but you're having fun just being back in that atmosphere. And it's just a good time being at Citizens Bank Park. It's always it's one of my happiest places on earth is being down at that stadium. And I'm going to be back there again on Tuesday, weather permitting, with Patty Pitts when he comes to town, which will be fun. It's going to be BOGO dog night, so I know everyone's going to be a little hostile from that. But hopefully the weather holds up. I'm checking the weather right now. And, you know, Tuesday not looking too good right now. But, you know, it's been slowly but surely kind of dissipating a little bit here and there. So hopefully, you know, it continues to pass. Mother Nature, please. We need Patty Pitts at the ballpark. But Phil's get a nice, you know, salvage win and off to a better start than they were last year already. And, that's what matters. You know, wins are wins. Salvage the series. You don't get swept by, you know, your top rival. And I'll take it. I'll take it. The issue, though, is the bullpen is really thin. Connor Brogdon is not it. Needs to skedaddle. Orion Kerkering, please hurry back. But the Phillies bullpen is less than ideal. It's not great that, you know, Taijuan Walker's out for a TBD amount of time, so you have Spencer Turnbull in the rotation. Like, he's a serviceable pitcher, but, you know, he's somebody that you would love in a long inning situation out of the bullpen if you can have them there. But right now the bullpen not ideal, and they gotta figure something out in the interim, because Connor Brogdon ain't it, and that's gonna bite them if they need to keep using him. So Phil's 1-2, and that brings us to everybody's favorite segment. It is the MLB. And, of course, we kick things off. It is the NL East and MLB run differential game. And it is brought to you by our awesome pals over at FOCO, the leading partners in the Forever Collectible game. FOCO, as you covered, the short talls are here. They look phenomenal. I saw so many people at the ballpark with the overalls on. They are available at Citizens Bank Park, but if you want to get them sent directly to the crib, get everything you need for Philly season or repping your favorite team with the best collectibles in the game, click our link in the description, check out FOCO, because they are the absolute best and are going to be a huge part of our baseball coverage this season. And, they've been rocking with me. You saw me rocking the overalls all postseason long last year. The overalls will make a return once the weather permits, and I feel ready to rock and roll with those on. But it is FOCO for life. Click the link in the description. Check out our friends over at FOCO for the best forever collectibles in the game. The NL East run differentials are here. I'm so excited looking here. I am recording this Monday night because obviously Sunday was Easter. I was at the game, got home, was with the fam. But recording this after the Phillies game against the Reds, we'll recap that on Monday for the most part. But the Phillies did lose to the Reds in extra innings, gave up a grand slam. Thank you, Connor Brogdon. But right now, the NL East run differential is looking kind of rough through four or five games, depending on how many games teams play. But the Braves right now, 3-1, and they have a plus 22 run differential. The Fighting Phils in second place in the division have a minus 16 run differential. The Washington Nationals next up have a minus 10. The New York Mets, Lowell Mets, have a minus 11 run differential. And the Miami Marlins at 0-5. Mets are 0-4, by the way. Marlins minus 17 run differential down there at the basement of the NL East. The leaders of the pack, though, the Braves have the best run differential in the National League right now, but tied for second are the Arizona Diamondbacks and the Pittsburgh Pirates, both with plus 18 run differentials. The Rockies with the worst at a minus 23 in the National League. You know, everyone else kind of basic for the opening kickoff to the season. But looking at the American League, Yankees with a plus 10, but the best run differential in the American League East belongs to the Orioles, who are 3-1. They have a plus 16 run differential. Best overall run differential in the American League, though, belongs to the Cleveland Guardians at plus 18. Texas Rangers with a plus 12, and everyone in the AL East, besides the Astros, who have a plus 0, they have an even Steven, but everyone else is negative. But a lot of negatives. It's early. It's early, but the run differentials are here, and it's always a fun time tracking the NL East and Major League Baseball run differentials. That started off as a bit like three seasons ago with Matt and I, and it's just fun to kind of calculate to see how good, bad, or weird your team is, because I think run differential tells the story of your team in a lot of ways. It tells the story of your pitching in a lot of ways, and it is a true stat that really shows the balance of your baseball team. So it's a lot of fun to keep track of. And if you're new to the show, we track that every single week on this show. Every show, we're looking at the run differentials. So it's going to be fun to track it again this season. And I love that we started tracking it in 2021, I think. And now major media publications, Big J journos are always tweeting about run differential, and we kind of started that trend. So if you look at run differentials, you're welcome, because we started that trend of kind of popularizing it, in my opinion. I never saw too many people talking about run differential in the way that it's talked about now until like 2022, like halfway through the season. So we kind of got on the trend early, and you know, that's credit to us. So shout out to us for normalizing and popularizing run differentials. But I do want to also check in on our award that we're going to be tracking. The Platinum Plunk Award, if you missed out on that. We are tracking this season's hit-by-pitch leaders. And I want to see if we can pull this here. Stats. Maybe it's going to be leaders. Going to be tracking all season long the leaders for the Phillies and Major League Baseball for hit by pitch. I thought Whit Merrifield was going to get on the board tonight against the Reds, but just got missed by a pitch, but he got on base, which was nice. But looking at Major League batting leaders, here we go. This should tell us the tale of the tape. Has anybody been hit by a pitch yet? That's being tracked. I know Rhys Hoskins almost got hit by a pitch. We'll talk about Rhys and the Mets. Here we go. Here we go. This is what we need. This is what we need. Okay, so we have some leaders in the clubhouse through opening week. Bunch of guys tied with two. It is Ryan Jeffers, Andre Jimenez, Brendan Donovan, Jake Cronenworth, Freddie Freeman, and Nico Horner, all leading the way in Major League Baseball, getting hit by pitch twice so far this season. Johan Rojas, the leader in the clubhouse right now for the Phils, he got hit this weekend. So right now, through four games, Johan Rojas, the leader in the clubhouse for the Phillies for the Platinum Plunk, and then seven players tied with two so far through the first couple of games of the season. But we will be tracking that all year long. Platinum Plunk's going to be a ton of fun to just see who ends up getting hit by the most pitches over a 162-game season. We want to turn this into a true thing. So if you want to sponsor the Platinum Plunk Award, slide in our DMs because we will make that happen. Because we want to make this a real like award to give out to the player for their grittiness. It is the Chase Utley Platinum Plunk Award. So we will see who ends up winning it for the Phillies and who ends up winning it for all of Major League Baseball through the 2024 season and hopefully beyond. So there's your update on the Platinum Plunk Award. Johan Rojas, your leader in the clubhouse through the first weekend of the season. The other baseball news is Rhys Hoskins still hates the Mets, and it's amazing. The Mets are absolute crybabies. And they're absolute loser scumbags and should be embarrassed by how much of absolute losers they are. Rhys Hoskins slides into second base over the weekend and hits Jeff McNeil, and Jeff McNeil makes a big commotion about it, stands over Rhys and is pointing down at him, calling it bullshit, saying it's a late slide, it's a dirty slide, he's the dirtiest player he's ever played against. Jeff McNeil, get a fucking grip, bro. Get a fucking grip. Rhys Hoskins, they reviewed it. It was not dirty. Like, there's no intent to be malicious. Rhys Hoskins absolutely terrorized the Mets, lives rent-free in their heads, and it's great to see that Rhys Hoskins is reliving the absolute nightmare to Mets fans that Chase Utley did when he left the Phillies and went to the Dodgers and absolutely brain-rotted Mets fans for years. And still has them brain rotted, and Rhys Hoskins is doing the same thing. I am here to say that we at Underground Sports Philadelphia, and on this podcast in particular, would like to reach out to the Milwaukee Brewers, and outside of games that the Phillies compete against the Milwaukee Brewers in, we'd like to form an alliance in just rooting against the Mets and Rhys Hoskins and being supporters. So shout out to the Brewers. Outside of June 3rd to the 5th, when we play you guys at Citizens Bank Park and Rhys comes back home, you're in our good graces until further notice. So the Mets are absolute losers, absolute crybaby losers, and it's good to see that their manager now has more suspensions served than games won in his career as Mets manager. That's absolutely hilarious to me, and Mets fans need to grow up and learn the rules of baseball. Plain and simple. Absolute loser frauds are the New York Mets. Phil's got the Reds, though, for the next two, as I record this. They've already lost one, and then they hit the road over the weekend against the Nationals. Schedule is easier. It's not easy. Everyone's thinking it's going to be a cakewalk, but the Phils, they'll bounce back, things will even out, and they'll get some wins here, and it'll be good to follow along as they keep piling them up. I do want to see what the Braves' schedule is. Not that they're going to drop a ton of games in a row, but I do want to see who they play, because they're playing the White Sox in Chicago. Then they play the Diamondbacks, not an easy schedule there. It is in Atlanta, though, of course. Then they have the loser Mets, then they have the Marlins, then they have the Astros, the Rangers. Okay. Marlins, Guardians, Mariners, Dodgers, Braves schedule's not that easy coming up. So the Phillies could take advantage here in April if they get their bats going. That's the big thing. Like, you can get all the stellar pitching you want, but if the bats don't help carry the team like they're supposed to and put up 3-4 runs a game, you're not going to win that many games because teams can, you know, one swing of the bat, as we saw tonight against the Reds, can win you a game. So bats have to come to life for the fight in Phils. Let's check in on the madness. It is brought to you by our pals over at Dead Threads. Submit us those dead brackets because we know they are absolutely cooked, unless your name is Sarah Bennett, my sister, who has 3 of the 4 Final Four teams still alive on her bracket, including NC State. She still has the Wolfpack alive. Dead Threads has this awesome apparel line that combines celebrity, sport, pop culture all into one for a very underground aesthetic, from pro football, basketball, baseball, soccer, hockey, college football, college basketball. It's some of the coolest like designs in the game. And when you guys submit us your dead brackets, if you're in our bracket challenge group, some lucky people are going to win some awesome apparel from our friends at Dead Threads. You can also click the link in the description or go to deadthreads.shop and use code UNDERGROUND. You get 10% off your merch orders from our friends at Dead Threads. 10% off any and all orders when you use code UNDERGROUND and click the link in the description of this podcast episode. So yeah, check out everything Dead Threads has to offer. It's awesome artwork on shirts, sweatshirts, and I'm sure more things are going to be coming as, you know, baseball season progresses, hockey playoffs come around. So go to deadthreads.shop, click the link in the description, and use code UNDERGROUND, and you get 10% off your order from our pals over at Dead Threads. The Final Four is set in the men's NCAA tournament. It is UConn. It is Purdue. It is Alabama, and it is NC State. Quite the quad there. Obviously, UConn, the overall favorites. They are the best team in college basketball this year for the men. Purdue, another one seed. NC State is your Cinderella darling, and I knew about them from the jump, and I said it on our first preview. I said it on our reaction to the bracket. Don't sleep on NC State. And here they are. Shout out to DJ Burns, the vending machine. He's an absolute stud. And then you have Alabama, who has never been to a national title game. So a lot of storylines for March Madness still remaining. And you're going to have quite the battle. As things go on. So it's Purdue versus NC State on Saturday and UConn versus Alabama as the nightcap. And then Monday will be the national championship between two of those four teams. And it's crazy how, you know, a missed free throw led to this run for NC State. They are awesome. I'm all in on them. I hope they go all the way and shock the world. They have the coolest logo, coolest vibes. DJ Burns is a superstar, and I'm all in on NC State. NC State absolutely rocks. They're the coolest team still remaining in the tournament, and we're sending our allegiances to NC State. So hopefully they get the job done, and we get to see some absolutely awesome vibes from DJ Burns in the national championship game, because that would be absolutely awesome entertainment. Awesome entertainment if NC State can keep it pushing and progress to the championship game and hopefully win a championship. That would be so awesome. So right now, the leader in the pack in our bracket challenge as well, I believe, is manager of the talent, Sarah Bennett, my sister, as I open up the bracket challenge here. It is truly wild that she's in first place. but she knows ball. Ball knower. She's got 1540 points available, 900 points. She's in the 99.8 percentile in the top 46K of brackets. She's got UConn, she's got NC State, and she's got Purdue. Her championship is UConn versus NC State, and then UConn winning it all. She's got a good chance to win the bracket, so as long as UConn stays alive and if NC State progresses, I don't see why she doesn't win, which would be hilarious. But, yeah, Sarah Bennett, the leader in the pack for the bracket challenge as of this recording and as we get set for the Final Four. Crazy. It's crazy. Sister knows ball, though. She knows ball. Last bit here, it is brought to you by our pals over at Kenwood Beer, official beer partner of Underground Sports Philadelphia. It's a refreshing light beer, just 4.1% ABV, only 120 calories, just 8 grams of carbs. Go to kenwoodbeer.com and use the Kenny Finder to see who's got Kenny's on tap in the Philadelphia, Pittsburgh, New Jersey, and Maryland areas. You can also get them at your local liquor store in those markets. Also, check out their storefront for awesome Kenwood Beer merch, pint glasses, and some awesome stickers. They got a beach towel available. Great, great stuff. The pint glasses are elite. Go to kenwoodbeer.com. Got to be 21 or older to do so. And, of course, please drink responsibly. The Flyers have a new goalie in the fold. Ivan Fedotov. This story is crazy. He's 27 years old. He's 6'7". Mysteriously released from his KHL contract late last week. And the Flyers have his rights. And the very next day, he is in Philadelphia signing a contract and is on the Flyers active roster and is now one of the Flyers goalies for this down the stretch kind of run that the Flyers are hoping turns into a postseason berth. Unfortunate, you know, they've been struggling as of late. They've fallen out of the postseason spot as of now. But this story is insane how Fedotov has just fallen into their laps and one of their top Russian prospects is available for them now. I don't know why he got released from his KHL contract. I don't know if that's out there. And I just missed it, but it is very strange how, like, just out of thin air, KHL team releases him, Flyers get him on a plane to the States, and he's in Philly the very next day, and now he's on the roster. It's good for the Flyers. They need the goaltender help. You know, they've got 83 points on the season right now, and they got some work to do. They've got a lot of work to do down the stretch here. They got the Sabres, the Blue Jackets, the Canadiens, the Rangers, the Devils, and the Capitals. And I'm pretty sure that game against the Capitals is going to determine whether or not they make it into the playoffs. But they need to get their shit together. Losing to the Canadiens last week was not ideal. Getting absolutely shit raced by the Blackhawks on Saturday, not ideal. So the Flyers have a lot of work to do, but Fedotov is in the mix, and it is crazy how quickly that transpired. If anyone has any info on that, leave it in the YouTube comment section, because it blew me away how, like, quickly all of that unfolded and transpired and how he's here. But yeah, Flyers got a lot of work to do down the stretch if they want to make the playoffs. Couple weeks ago it felt like a sure thing. Now it doesn't, and that's not fun. You know, this team deserves the playoffs. They deserve a crack at it with this group. But they're gonna have to earn it for sure. They're 2-5-3 in their last 10, and that's not great, Bob. Not great. So we'll see how that all plays out. But that's all I got for you guys on this episode. We'll be back Wednesday. Pitsy in studio on Wednesday night, so that should be a doozy of a time. But Make sure you guys are following us on the socials at Underground PHI, Twitter, Instagram, TikTok, Threads, Facebook.com/UndergroundSportsPHI, Twitch.tv/UndergroundSportsPHI. Follow me on Twitter at KBIZZL311. Instagram and Threads, KBIZZLE11. Subscribe to the podcast feed. Apple, Spotify, wherever you get your podcasts in audio form. Leave a 5-star rating and review. It goes a long way for helping the show continue to grow. Helps more people find the podcast as a whole and allows us to do more awesome stuff with and for you guys. So keep subscribing. YouTube.com/@UndergroundSportsPhiladelphia, Underground Sports Philadelphia on Apple Podcasts and on Spotify. Get your merch at phiapparel.co. Use code UNDERGROUND for 10% off your merch orders. And, of course, this show is presented by the City of Vineland. And whether you're a company looking to expand, relocate, or you're a new business startup, selecting the right location is critical to your success. Vineland, New Jersey offers both an affordable business location and an excellent quality of life. The city's economic development department is a one-stop source for moving your project through the development and approval process. And their goal is to make this process as smooth as possible and to provide the fastest turnaround times in the region. If you're considering potential locations for your operation, contact the Vineland Economic Development Team at 856-794-4100. That's 856-794-4100. Vineland, New Jersey, where it's always growing season. And big thank you to Security 21 Security Systems and Paul J. Gillespie Incorporated for their continued support of this podcast. And this has been episode number 625 of Underground Sports Philadelphia, presented by the City of Vineland. I'm KB. Pitt's in studio on Wednesday, and he's here all week, so who knows what you're going to see from us content-wise with Pitsy in our city, with WrestleMania in Philly this weekend. But until then, I'm getting the heck up out of here, and I am signing off. Peace.